section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
What are you doodling?
Saint anger was worse.
Oh,
this shit anger is.
Did you see that?
Where they replaced the snare and Master Puppets. I put it on the co-op page.
Yeah, it
sounded horrible.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, they took the snare drum from Saint Anger that's all hollowed out, and they replaced the snare drum in Master of Puppets with that drum, and the song sounds a lot worse than it should.
I have a couple quick questions. What's the best Metallica album?
Best Metallica album? I'd probably say either Master of Puppets or Ride the Lightning.
Okay, I'm an Injustice for All kind of guy.
Oh, okay. So you don't like bass then?
I don't know who that is.
There's like no.
is it really not?
Well, it was Jason Newsted's first album.
Oh, was it?
And it's so low in the mix.
Okay.
That it's almost non-existent.
No, don't get me wrong. I like those other ones too. And then the other question is, Twisted Sister a few years ago, did they re-record Stay Hungry like a lot beefier and meatier?
I don't know. A lot of bands do that, but I don't know if they did or not.
Because that is the greatest rock and roll song of all time from that album. You know what song I'm thinking of? Stay Hungry.
We're not going to take it?
Do you need this so you can...
I want to rock?
Nope.
Are you sure you don't...
I put notes. Oh, I want to see the picture,
like a scary woman?
I do want to look at the picture during it.
Well, you know...
From Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
You what?
I don't want to play clips on. But I'll look at the picture.
That's not
be inspired
by how
much I hate
it.
You're
going
to burn in hell. By the stupid picture on the front of it.
You're going to burn in hell.
Burning what? Burning hell?
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to burn in hell.
Yeah, probably.
Mostly after Heather's little Snapchat pictures.
I'm on Snapchat.
Coming to you live from Dollar Bank, Scotland, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, new job, punch it up, fan feedback, an interview with Chef Nigel Wellington, and the fifth forefather with your co-hosts, Vitamin D, intern Heather, and me. Locks of Love, Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
All right, everybody. Welcome to episode 202 of It Burns on IP. I'm your host, the podcasting god.
Oh, shit. He going to Aaron Neville.
Cocoa butter. I don't know much, but know you're the podcasting god.
Maybe.
No, baby, I got...
Let's do an hour of this.
All right, folks, welcome. We're having a good time. Sometimes things don't go well, but it makes things go well or later. Give a man a bush.
Mm-hmm. You give a mouse a cookie, and he's gonna want a tampon.
How do you put a Kotex fire?
How?
Tampon it. Hey-o. All right, folks.
Ooh, that is kind of clever.
You've been waiting to use that for 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? Well worth it.
We're going to use it again, I'm sure.
All right, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, don't fight the feeling, because it only makes him angry. It's time for Locks of Love, Jason.
I'm hooked on a feeling.
Like blue swede?
Nah, mean?
No.
Y'all nah mean?
You know what I'm saying?
What feeling?
I try to be short and sweet on
the
that
good one.
Ooh.
Good feelings.
All right, for our female listeners...
Me again?
They're represented by our next co-host, and she doesn't let them down. She even think... Jesus.
I even think sometimes.
She even
that's
thinks?
How great
that's
I am
dangerous.
For women's
she's
rights.
Even thinking about show. Running against Hillary Clinton for president. Big round of applause for intern Heather.
Thank you. It would be kind of awesome to be a politician, though. I've thought about it.
Really?
Sounds great. I think I've already ruined it with my social media presence and this show, though.
You just want to wear pantsuits all the time.
How do you know that this show won't help you?
She's left a digital
Something
trail.
Something tells me that the word cunt should not be...
I...
It's going to be brought up.
Oh, we're coming out hot tonight. Whoa.
Hot mic. Got a C. Got a high C. Got a high C.
Hot Woo. C.
All right.
That means I have to say it twice now.
And the gentleman who you hear right now, 9 out of 10 doctors recommend that women between the ages of 25 and 43 should have a daily dose of tonight's guest host. Give it up for Vitamin D.
Can't argue with the doctor, right?
No, doctor. Oh, I'm sorry. It would be rude of me.
Those ages you gave were oddly specific.
So is Blake the doctor?
No.
He's Dr. Feelgood.
No, 9 out of 10 doctors say that women between the ages of 25
Oddly enough,
and 40.
My first two initials are DR, so technically I'm Dr. Wyckoff.
Oh, you were all nine of the doctors, weren't you?
Yeah, probably.
You're doctor,
or the one upstairs.
Dr. Vitamin D?
Dr. Vitamin D.
I wonder if you could get away with writing that like
I don't
on a
know.
Form
yeah.
and then just like not putting the periods down and people are just like, oh, he's a doctor.
That's how you like try and get women?
That's
like,
how
he
that's
little,
how he scored all the women?
I
hand them a little prescription.
Hand them a free script for a dose of D.
A little bit of penicillin.
Penicillin.
It works every time.
Zing. I stole that from one of my friends. Thanks, you know who you are.
We're excited.
You're not listening.
I'll always remember that.
Is that what you're finding now, that your friends, like, you told your friends about this, and you're like, my friends will surely listen to me, and none of them do?
Exactly. I think I've said it before, that my friends love me dearly, and they don't care at all what I do.
I
don't,
that's the same
they don't
way
care
with
even
me.
A little bit.
I got a few that listen, and then it's probably a good thing that some of them don't.
I don't get it. Like
people
like
that I'm not close with listen to it. I'm
a
sorry.
A third of my friends
and
showed
my grandma.
Up to episode
grandma.
200. Oh, God.
Will you listen to Dustin?
She's not on Facebook. She has no idea about this show. Thank God.
Grandma.
She's not in the show notes.
Tomorrow morning when we get out of bed, I will take your denture cream, and on the mirror, I will write down the website.
She just has
it's
a
like
partial.
A little awkward that you're calling that person grandma as though that's your grandma.
It's like when a girl calls a guy daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's your grandma?
I've never called a woman mommy.
I had some guy call me mama. It was, or ma. He just like called
what,
me
was
ma.
Was he
like, hey,
AC Slater from Save
no,
by the Bell?
Wasn't.
No,
I call ma.
Was this kind of hot?
What do you call her?
Yeah.
Hot mama?
Not during sex, but like in the, you know, I like walk by or in the kitchen or something.
You're like, hey, mother.
Hey, mom. I say, hey, mom.
No, I would never do that.
Or like if like Eli wants something, I'm like, hey, mom. Is that wrong?
One of my exes.
Should I try it in bed? You said you liked it.
I wasn't in bed. He was just flirting
with
me.
I was on the counter.
No, he
was
like
doing it though.
To
was
me.
It doing it for you?
Yeah, it was kind of hot. He said it in a real hot way.
See, replicate,
like, hey,
replicate.
Ma.
Okay, like that.
Hey ma.
What ethnicity was he? Like,
hey ma, Lee.
He's Mexican. Yeah.
Okay, so that works.
Oh yeah.
See, we can't get away with
Mama
that.
Mia.
Works real well.
Guys like Dustin and I, like he can give someone a script with his initials on it and get laid, but he can't. He can't pull off a hey ma. He's not Mexican.
Oh, I bet he could.
Hey
Mama. Dustin, the next time you have sex, call her ma.
Ma?
Yeah.
He's not doing it.
Go, hey,
ma.
Do it.
Dustin, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
So.
Dustin's like, it ain't broke. It's gonna break.
If I keep going, this
next
break.
Year,
it's
next
gonna break.
People prescriptions, calling
next,
him ma.
Yeah, next is going to be half pint. It's going to get weird.
You're working at
I'm
a break dick
yeah, I'm
going to
get all little house on him.
Speaking of half pint, as many of you know, I went a short time without a job.
Boo.
And, I had the pressures of a wife telling me that it was a good idea that I get a job. So I got a job.
Yay!
No, not yay. No, don't clap.
Oh,
nope. It hurts so bad.
Would you rather be here just wasting away at home?
Yes.
Show over.
I got a job. And like I said, it's a good company. I'm not going to name the company, but and it's just, it's a factory job, and I've never had a factory job. And if you sit on your ass for years and years and years, checking emails and doing reports and that stuff. When you have to lift stuff over and over, and you can't sit down for 9 hours, and you're already 40, and you've already gained 25 pounds. Since
wait. How old are you?
40.
Now it's funny because we've talked openly about you. We
being gay.
About you being gay, first
yeah,
of all.
That's cool.
And second of all, we worked at Cat together.
Right.
And now Cat has these big plans. For, I can't thank you enough.
I was
going
to do
that.
It. You beat me to it.
But that was a place where we had a decent size area for offices, but just then a sea of machinery, a sea of people working out in what seemed was probably the environment that you work in
yes,
now.
Yes.
Now, we sat there. I had a job where I was an analyst, and we had desks that we sat at for 8-9 hours a day. But we were, you know, feet away from these people working out in this shop. The tables are kind of turned now, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
Are there people working in an office where you are?
I don't know. I've never seen the office. All I know, you know.
All
it's
you
a
know
good
is
show.
Your bleak machinery?
Huh?
All you know is your bleak machinery area?
Yeah, I know where to go. And I know this thing, it's a robot that welds. And so I put all the parts in this mechanism. It holds it together.
Is it Johnny Five?
No.
Oh.
And I've burned myself. I have clothes that are ruined because it's black. It caught my hair on fire a couple times. And
oh,
like,
is that what we've been smelling all night?
Right. Well, and okay, so I don't have a lot of upper body strength. There's no need to act like I do. I don't have
there.
I don't have any upper body strength. And so like
you can get some free weights.
But like I'm trying to push this cart with all these parts in it. And it's a rolling cart.
Yeah, the park cart.
And I can't fucking push it. And so I had to go up to a guy and go, hey, can you help me push this over to there? And he looked at me like, Are you fucking kidding me? He's like, seriously, I'm
new
like,
new boy ain't gonna make it.
Right, new boy ain't gonna make it around here. And I just, oh, I'm on my feet. I'm on my feet. There's no place to sit down. And I just feel like an old man. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like I'm old. And I've always respected shop workers. I'm not, you know, sure. not dissing at all. Like I said, we both worked at Cat. We go out there, and I know those guys are fucking hot out there, and it's fucking loud.
Summer is miserable.
Mm-hmm. And they're all dirty. I understand, but you don't get the complete appreciation until you have to fucking do it for half the money you were making.
I bet.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
I'm trying.
As I said before, it's all about muscle memory, so you'll be able to push that cart in at least 2 years.
If I'm not dead first?
Probably.
Oh,
doesn't kill you for keep asking him to push the cart with
right. you. Right. Well, and this is another story. And like I said, I grew up with my mother. I'm not a very mechanical kind of guy.
Me neither.
But we had to grind
yeah.
these parts.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, grind? I'll raise my hand. I
so
grind all the time.
You started doing like MTV exercises?
Right. I was
90s.
Like rubbing my penis. Grind. And so
and
this guy gives me this grinder, hands me this grinder, and he's like, yeah, here, grind these parts. And I'm like, I looked at him, I go, I've never used a grinder. Where's the button? Yeah, I don't know what to do. The
guy's like,
and
fuck
and
you.
And again, the same guy looked at me and he's like, you're fucking killing me here. I'm like, dude, I'm... you know?
Give me a keyboard and I'll run circles around you.
Fucking, I will just fucking kill it. I don't have email anymore. I don't have air conditioning. I can't just go out and... And the thing that's been confusing to me is there's these horns that go off throughout the day and then tell you to do something, right? So like
the chicken dance.
I was gonna say dance right. party,
like the whiz.
So the first horn goes off and you have to punch in, and it's one of those but it's like an old timey punch card thing.
Yeah,
I'm like, who fucking uses those anymore? Like, just get a swipe card. Well, and so then as soon as you that one, 5 minutes later, there's another horn. And like when it's lunchtime, there's a horn, and then you go to lunch 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, when the next horn is, it's just fucking ridiculous.
Like the lunch bell.
It's like, yeah,
you have 5 minutes to go to your next class or something.
Well, it's like the first one is to start cleaning up, and then the second one is when you actually like can go to lunch. And then it's crazy old man stuff. I can't figure it out.
Like you're building muscle mass?
No, I feel like my body is deteriorating. Like, we do stretches twice a day. Like before we start our shift.
Ergonomic exercises.
Yeah, we do ergonomic exercises before our shift and then after lunch.
Very progressive. That's a really good thing.
And I'm just sitting there and like doing these, and like things are popping and creaking. And the guy.
Give it 6 months, you'll be licking your own taint.
You definitely will probably want to increase your water intake and do protein heavy and then probably some carb heavy stuff, especially in the beginning, so you have the energy to do it all. I don't know if you're really. Tired and sluggish afterward, but that would
I'm
help.
Just sore. I'm just pain.
The Mountain Dew ain't gonna help push really that car.
I was gonna right. say that was and what I was wondering about. Okay, have you upped your Mountain Dew intake? Because that's an answer. For
no, COVID. I'm doing the right thing. I am now drinking water.
No,
so like,
nope.
I take two bottles of water and I'm down to one soda. And so I drink water in the morning, my soda at lunch, and then I drink water in the afternoon.
So you drink a water, then you ruin all the water you drank, and then you drink only one glass of water. Or only one thing of water.
I'm trying, Heather.
Well, I appreciate that you're trying. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to tear you down.
This is coming from a guy who never drinks water.
Yeah, where did you come from?
One.
I didn't know your baseline
Mountain
Dew.
Where did you come from?
Yeah, you're from
you need a Camelback full of Mountain Dew, and you need a constant, like almost like an IV.
Oh, yeah, I've said Mountain that for Dew. Years that an IV would be so much easier.
Well, let's get it started.
I wouldn't have all these aluminum cans.
I don't see why we shouldn't do that. You're here, a wreck of a person. I've never seen you.
That's
look
just
worse.
More he has to push though. Then. Like the cart's heavy enough, and then he's got to push an IV. You know,
have the IV
yeah,
go
the
directly
the other guy
from the
help
camelback.
You out with the IV. Bag.
Do you remember when we started doing the online dating thing for Jason, and how we periodically checked in with him?
Yeah,
we're gonna do that with this job of mine.
Okay,
good,
and we'll see how it goes.
Can we use the same intro music?
Yeah, definitely. Heather, I got a text message from you the other day, and usually they're, "Hey, how's it going?" Or, "Hey, are we recording this week?" Hey,
or a tit chat.
Hey, are we gonna have smoothies?
No, Jason. That's inappropriate.
He didn't say they were hers.
You need to apologize to Heather.
I'm sorry I said that you would send Blake tit shots. I was.
He has me do it.
I thought we all it's something we all had to do.
Well, I'm not included in that.
So okay. I'm sorry.
I'm a little hurt that I'm not included in that, but also very thankful that I'm not included in that.
Just like a woman. You can't tell which way she wants to go. You were very upset when you texted me. You were away in New York. We did some shows. And then you caught up listening to them.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were furious.
Yeah.
When you, why? Fuming. Well, you were fuming. I think it was all capital letters.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember, actually, no. what I said. But needless to say, I'm going to find it if I can.
My phone's over by you. So.
Oh, yeah. But I might have just sent it to you. Yeah. But regardless, it all has to do with a little Mr. Justin Chambers, who, and it's, I think it's notable to point out that when that song started playing, that I was told he was a very young kid.
Right.
And then I commented that he didn't sound like that. And in my brain, I left with the idea that this is a cool kid. Like, what a cool thing that he's doing. What an awesome thing for a little kid. Well, he's not. Because then I listened to it, and I actually listened to the song, which is horrible. Okay, first off, Justin.
Oh, boy.
You referenced that she's 300 pounds, but then you say she's as tall as she is wide. First off, she would have to be much more than 300 pounds.
That's a big BMI.
Yeah, that's a lot of BMI. Yeah. That's a bowling. You dated a bowling ball is really the problem.
Flesh cube.
You weren't even dating a human. But I see your lyrics say, her big fat ass broke my wheelbarrow, so I shot her down.
Oh. Shot her down.
Do you think that's going to assist you in moving her from one place to the other? Because you knew she couldn't even fit in the wheelbarrow. So what are you supposed to fucking do with her?
If you shoot her, it's going to be dead weight. It's going to be even more.
Exactly. And it's just a horrible thing to say. Like, why are you writing songs about this? You're 13 years old. Like, I appreciate that you're trying to, like, put yourself out there. And whatever, I gotta like be positive about that sense of it. But
it's an admission of guilt. I think he's saying that he's murdered a woman.
I think so too. You know what? 1 minute and 52 seconds that I could have been.
Here it is.
That does it. Wheelbarrow?
You listen to him and you know nothing about him. You think that's a mature voice.
Exactly.
He's got a mature voice. But if you know he's 13, it's like, how does he have any kind of experience that parallels what the lyrics are saying?
So
and who is wanting
I wasn't dating 300-pound women when I was 13.
Right. When were you doing that? How
actually never, so.
Well, I mean, if you add up all the women's weight that you've dated, it's been about 300 pounds, right?
Oh, more than that.
And it's like, if you chose to be with those
7,000 pounds.
Couple metric tons of women that you've had to wheelbarrow around.
He needs a D11.
Do you feel the weight of all those women on your shoulders right now?
Yeah.
He's felt the weight of them somewhere.
Yeah.
On his shoulders.
You have to show me that move, that shoulder move.
Either. Yeah.
I'm really
so,
into that.
Heather, this is a young man. He's inspiring to be a musician. He's inspiring to be a songwriter. You feel as though he's taking a wrong path right off the bat.
I think he's taking ridiculous liberties and just being like a fucking idiot. Honestly, at 1 minute and 52 seconds, that I could have been passing a kidney stone.
You look at his page, and he looks like he's a cowboy.
I don't know what he looks
got a,
like.
He's got a under chin beard at 13.
I didn't have a beard till I was like 25.
I'm 40. This beard that I have, I've been growing for 3 months. You can't even tell.
For the listeners at home, that is not a beard.
Heather, what is it?
He's telling those ladies to get out of town. I'm saying, Justin Chambers, you get the hell out of town.
What do
you get the hell out of town, you cow.
If you were a record executive and you were trying to, if he was on American Idol and you wanted to lead him, if you wanted to, let's say you were Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey is ass.
Let's say you're trying to be positive. You're trying to be positive because Simon has already beat him down to the ground.
Okay.
What can you say to Justin Chambers to help him?
Justin, you have an excellent start. You have an excellent voice. You're obviously talented, and you're interested in putting things out there. And putting things out there is half the battle.
Like
you
penis.
Have the drive. Yeah. Don't put your fucking penis out there. And why don't you actually sing about things you enjoy? Like, why don't... I mean, maybe you do enjoy the wheelbarrows and fat ladies, but it seems like a bizarre thing to go to.
Maybe wagons are more your thing. Why don't you explore that?
Well, at 13, like, what should he be singing about?
I mean, I think that... He should start with what he knows.
Take a look at his Facebook pages. He's got a couple pictures up there. I think I see an Xbox in the background.
Yeah.
And a couple of posters.
Sing about Xbox. Oh, Confederate flag?
Oh, right, yeah.
Sing
maybe
about
just
racism,
do something different, because I think we've all heard a song like this before.
Right,
where
about
it's
a fat
like,
girl.
Yeah, the fat girl and, like, stupid, degrading bullshit like that.
Hilarious.
Like, it's not going to get him any other ladies.
Blue.
It's not probably going to... No wheelbarrow markets are going to be interested
basically,
in using that song.
Don't sing blue.
What does that mean? You guys keep saying that. I'm like,
blue?
Well,
working blue is a reference to blue collar, as if blue collar people like dirty talking, dick jokes, buttholes.
Yeah, when a comedian would work blue, it means they would say
class.
A lot of swear
Andrew
words.
Andrew Dice Clay works blue.
Yeah.
So
who?
Jack and Jill went up the hill.
Hey,
I don't know.
Fuck his mom. Suck my dick.
Well, you don't want to be blue, Justin.
Don't be blue, Justin.
Don't be blue.
Blue.
Don't be blue.
Don't be blue. Actually, if you would just go ahead and...
He's like almost on Violet Beauregard level. Like, he's about to be a fucking blueberry.
I've got a daughter.
That's how fucking blue
I got a blueberry for a daughter.
I was going to say...
That's the second episode with a Willy Wonka reference, just so
let's
everybody
keep it going.
Let's just... here's my advice to him. At one point, Rod Stewart was the most popular singer in the world.
Did you think he was sexy?
I thought he was sexy, but
did you want his body?
There was a point he put out a couple albums. Each album kind of went down a little bit, and then he thought to himself, his confidence went down. Right now, Heather is destroying this young man's confidence. But what did Rod Stewart do? He decided, I'm not going to write any songs for a while. I'm just going to record like 6 CDs from songs from the American Songbook. Justin, go to the American Songbook. There are no copyrights. You're never get, you know. Do some classics.
That's a good plan. That really is good advice. He can really kind of find his voice. I think he has a very mature voice. I don't know if it's there yet.
Oh, no.
It's a very monotone song that he's got going on.
I'm going to be your wheelbarrow, honey.
Oh, is Justin, that what he's saying? He's going to be the wheelbarrow?
No,
oh.
I just don't know the words to it.
Oh.
Hit the standards.
It's a sex position, right?
He doesn't know that.
Oh. She couldn't even
fit. Yeah, he's only
it.
13. So
right, yeah, he should not
He
know.
Hasn't done the wheelbarrow yet.
Right.
Who knows what he's singing about? All right.
Well, anyways.
Good for you.
Let's shut the chamber
We've tried. Yeah. We've tried
keep
punching
it a chamber of
up
secrets.
Justin Chambers' career. And Heather literally
down.
Wanted to punch him up. I say, is everybody down to play? Punch it up? I already yelled it out earlier. I kind of feel we have to now.
Punch it!
I love that.
Good. I like that song.
Justin loves it. Justin, I mean, not Justin, Dustin. Dustin loves
Yeah, I'm not
that.
Justin Chambers.
Old Dustin Chambers.
Can you do your imitation of Justin Chambers?
I got a wheelbarrow. No, that's it.
I'm going to get your wheelbarrow, honey.
Hey, honey.
You fat cow.
Yeah, you're 300 pounds.
I'm going to fuck you in that wheelbarrow, you big fat cow.
We're the patient zero of that kid's popularity. They're going to trace it all back to this show.
Yep.
Oh, he's going to be... We are not shaming you, Justin. That's all.
It's
like smearing him on the internet.
No, it's creative... Constructive
criticism.
All right, Jason, explain Punch It Up to everybody who doesn't know
up.
About it.
This is where we...
Punch it!
This is the bit that exists because the theme song is loved so much. But I will. This is a game that we're going to play where I will read the setup to a late night talk show monologue joke, and then each player will take a turn providing their own punchline. And to encourage any kind of an answer, if you answer, you will receive 1 point. If you have the best answer, you will receive 2 points. And if you guess the actual punchline delivered on that program, you will get 3 points. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Ready?
I'm so ready.
We're going to do it differently this time. I'm going to read it, and then we'll go around, and each of you can provide an answer.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
All
right.
Okay.
And we'll each time we'll start with a different person. We'll start with Blake, first of all. And let's see. We'll go to the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Here's the setup to one of his monologue jokes. Bruce Springsteen is selling his house in Beverly Hills for around $70 million. And for that much money, the house actually comes with?
A grandma.
Okay. Heather?
Comes with a complimentary miniature pony.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Dustin?
I like how it's complimentary.
I'm going to go with a musical reference and say it comes with a Tunnel of Love because that's one of his albums.
Ooh.
Oh,
asshole.
I
know, right?
I know all the albums because I work at a record store.
I'm sorry that my answer makes sense and yours doesn't.
Who would have thought that your positive contribution would be met with
I got this craft beer from Texas because I fucked a girl in Texas.
Oh, okay,
and she
here,
it to
with
me.
This beer, his house comes with Glory Days. That make is that better? Like,
I just say hey, something. I didn't berate you whatsoever. Don't give me no sass.
Punch it.
Punch that. The actual answer is okay. The house actually comes with Bruce Springsteen. This brings up a funny point. How can he sing about being a working
Dustin,
man?
Dustin, I think yours was better. What?
Well, no, he won that one. Everyone gets a point, but Dustin gets 2 points for having a good one.
It was good, Justin. Dustin.
How can he sing about being a working man in a $70 million house? How much is he worth? Like $500 million?
He's the hardest working man in show business.
I don't know about that.
Why do they say that? How many tour dates does he do a year?
One, two, three. That's how he counts. So,
David Allan Coe does like 230 dates a year.
Yeah, but David Allan Coe sits on a fucking stool and doesn't move, and Bruce can kick my ass if
dude's stacked for days.
Yeah.
He's like 60, 65.
Yeah,
he does like 3 hour shows.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, if I look half as good as him, I'll be happy. Yeah, it's not.
First drink I took, I hit the ground.
Yeah, right.
It's not one of the best songs.
Conan O'Brien. Conan show. Who loves Conan O'Brien?
I like Conan.
I'm a fan.
He's pretty good.
I get tired. I had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to work.
A little cocoa.
What does that have to do with Conan?
I don't stay up that late.
Oh, okay.
His warm-up comic is the best in the business.
Oh, you got a little crush on him. Little Jim Jim.
Because he's been in my record store.
I'll give a little Jim Jim a kiss. I'll cuss Jim Jim around the mouth.
Holy crap, the Elf on a Shelf came back to visit.
That's my Elf on a Shelf. That I will stay.
Three Southwest Airline baggage handlers are accused of smuggling drugs in luggage. The officials became suspicious when... Heather?
When they couldn't stop staring... This game is so hard.
Dustin?
It's such high pressure.
When their FUPAs were larger than a small carry-on.
All right, very good. Blake?
When they noticed that the backpacks had locks on them. Reference. Callback.
Okay, yeah.
Extra points for a callback.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, I'm not going to give Heather any points. I don't know what happened.
For my nervous
there.
Conniption I had.
All right,
it's because he made it so dramatic. He like was like this, and then he pointed to you. You're just like,
I know. When you point, that ups the ante tenfold. Mm-hmm. The officials became suspicious when every single one of the Southwest bags made it to its destination.
Oh, that was a good one. I should have.
Jimmy Kimmel Live. Punch it up,
punch
please.
It.
Please punch this bit up.
Okay.
The government released hundreds of documents seized from Osama bin Laden's compound. Among the items is a job application for Al-Qaeda. It's like a regular job application, except it asks you questions like, Dustin?
Oh, shit.
Blake?
Yeah. Damn it, I'm good at going third. I have longer to think.
Have you flown more than once in your life?
That's pretty funny. I like that.
Yeah, I can see that.
We may skip Heather here because that was pretty good. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What
questions would you see on an Al-Qaeda job application?
On an Al-Qaeda job application?
Mm-hmm.
How much? Never mind.
You only have 3 minutes to answer.
How much does your family actually love you?
How much jihad can a jihad jihad if a jihad could jihad?
If one jihad got on a plane in New York traveling 200 miles an hour and another jihad got on a plane
in
Massachusetts, at what point would they both hit?
It's like a regular job application, except it asks questions like, where do you see yourself exploding in the next 5 years?
I was close.
Yours was good.
I was close.
That was very funny. You did win that one, Blake.
Hey.
Late Night with Seth Meyers. I'm a fan of this guy. I like him.
He is fun.
He's good.
I like Fred Armisen, so.
He's a weirdo, but he's good. Chelsea Clinton has written a children's book titled It's Your World, Get Informed, Get Inspired, Get Going. It's a great book to read to your... Blake.
Cigar shop.
It's a cigar.
You're a cigar shop owner.
Cigar shop Indian. Okay. Heather, who would this book be good to read to?
Walmart employees when they're feeling down and
haven't
unionized.
And finally, Dustin.
I got nothing.
I'm kidding.
I stumped on that one.
It's a great book to read to your workaholic
toddler. I got nothing.
Thank you. By the second episode when we do them, Dustin is so laid back and so just like, he's like, I got this, guys.
He gets
I think what happens is we start talking about his sex life, and then he starts thinking about it. And he starts remembering like all those spank bank pictures that he took in his mind.
And one hand disappears.
And he says, "Go Bears!
Go Bears!
Go Bears!
Go Bears!"
That was a bad song.
And he's on third beer. Third beer's almost done. So all this helps. The last one is, and I saved it for last, is The Late Show with David Letterman, R.I.P.
Are we going to have a moment of silence? Moment of silence, right? Well, just the show. Here we go.
Punch it!
You know what's, Dave.
Oh, he was the best. He's the king. What's yeah.
Is it true that he wanted was originally going to be a weatherman or something?
He actually was a weatherman.
He was just really bad at it.
He went to school at Ball State University for communications, and that's how he kind of got involved with local television network or stations and affiliates, and then was a weatherman. But I think he was shitty at it. He would just joke around too much. It was too much in him to be a jokester do that kind of work. But yeah, his last show was on May 20th, and it was awesome.
Yep, I watched it.
Yeah, it was tear-inducing almost for me.
I didn't because I had to get up at 5 o'clock.
I kept waiting for Larry Bud Melman to show up, and finally...
Isn't he dead?
Yeah, but like I was waiting for clips. You know.
I think he was in some of
the
clips.
It was at the
sure.
very end, him and Biff both finally showed up because they were not anywhere in the show earlier.
And then he had the Foo Fighters.
Yeah,
and
during
Tuxedos.
The Foo Fighters performance, they had like
a performance.
Performance.
The Foo Fighters had the performance.
They barraged you with like
four
minutes.
I'm of Swedish ancestry. Don't mock the mother tongue comes out.
Him. It's very hard. He's worked years to repress that, and you're trying to. Anyway, hearkening back to the beginning of his show, he says, "When the show started, there were mixed responses. Half the people said that show doesn't have a chance. The other half said,
boy, that guy's glasses are huge.
All right. Swedish accent, extra points.
Yeah, he had big glasses.
Heather, what did the other half say about the David Letterman program?
The other half said,
okay.
That was good.
This is not her strong game.
No, I thought it was good.
Dustin, this is a tough one. It beat the shit out of Heartland Heartthrob Brett Conlon.
Yeah, Heather wins. I don't know. That made me laugh. I don't know why.
Liked that the other half of the audience said Heather wins.
Oh, Blake has
a huge
up
issue
on the
right
table.
Now. I have a huge issue. Look at that.
I can't
this is what happens when there's two episodes and
the
we're all going
stir crazy.
The person's
talking about bunions.
Ouch.
He has his foot on the table.
Why would you do that?
Picking at his toenails.
Just because we don't have cameras this episode.
Okay. The other half said that show doesn't have a prayer. So...
Living on a prayer. Bon Jovi.
Oh my God. I just think
mine was kind of close.
Fallon, O'Brien, you won that round.
Awesome.
Fallon, O'Brien, Letterman, Kimmel, Seth Meyers. Who do you got? Who's your guys' favorite current guy?
I don't
like. I like Conan, but Fallon's funny too.
How do you guys to where you can stay up that late?
No, I watch them on
22
Hulu.
22 years old, bro.
I don't watch them.
Hey,
live.
Do you have a code or something? I want to try Hulu, but I don't want to buy it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just give them all
my
your
ex-girlfriend lets me use her Hulu account still.
Pass it along
so.
To
that is very nice of her.
Yeah, we're friendly.
Amicable,
know.
Bro.
Yeah.
Would she let
but
me use
I
it?
Think Seth Meyers is my favorite,
know.
Probably.
Does your grandma have an account?
I don't think
so. He has
so.
All right interviews, I guess.
She has a Moomoo account.
This is super gross to be doing, right?
Yeah,
but you're clipping your toenails during the show and just on the floor. You're.
I mean, it's your home, so
it's bleeding. So
ew. I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Episode
I'm
title,
just saying,
bleeding
for the sake
toe.
Of the show, that it's.
Why are they so long to begin with? Why would you say that they're
Mal,
so long?
Okay? Okay, hold on.
Blake, you won.
Punch it.
Okay. So anyway, okay.
And for your win, you get a bloody toe.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you why
bloodytoeclippings.com.
My toenails were so long.
This better be good.
My belly has gotten humongously large. I know you guys can't see it because I wear black a lot.
I can see it.
But I can't bend over. I can't bend over to clip them.
Just keep going.
That's
I'm it. Listening. What?
I can't bend over to clip them. And so Molly actually calls them talons because...
Does it have large talons?
I actually, woke up one morning. I had a mysterious cut on my ankle.
Oh yeah, from your other foot.
And
oh shit!
That's after being
what?
That's a laceration.
It is an inch
that's not
long.
That's not
that,
a
that's,
scratch.
That's like a week and a half old. I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital to get stitches. And the only thing I can think of is that during the night when my toes cut my ankle.
Let me see. Like,
you need to start getting pedicures, buddy.
Bitches get stitches.
Let me see your fingernails. Let's see them.
I thought snitches got stitches.
Bitches, okay. Too.
Bitches and snitches.
I cut mine like every 4 days. I like them super short.
See, Molly does that too. I don't know.
I bite my fingernails.
I can't do that.
I've got long claws right now.
Yeah, she's got these cat-like
fake ones.
Claws
actually, they are not as good for scratching. I can't scratch as roughly because they're like...
You can't scratch his... Did you say...
No, I said I can't scratch as roughly.
Okay.
And right, I scratched my own arm.
Blake, you need to get one of your grinders out from the dangerous. Shop and sharpen those things up for us.
I know how to use a grinder now.
Yeah.
So
the app?
They
Get out of here.
All right.
Just go somewhere.
You know where I'm going to go? I'm going to go away and listen to Working Man by Cletus Gottschott.
Poor Cletus.
Oh, shit. That's me. I have to do so much stuff here, and I did not read it before like I was supposed
to. You fucked up.
All right. I hope all of you can make it to my confirmed bachelor party. The party where I confirm, like
Liberace,
that I will forever be a bachelor and most likely surgically transform my young lover into a mirror image of myself. Fuck you guys.
Hats off to the working man, the man without a song, just the daily ring. A hammer can fold you, but he breaks his back most every day, just for some man to say, give me your payment.
Cletus got shot indeed. Thanks, guys. Hey, Locks of Love Jason here for IBWIP. You know, we don't even say what it stands for anymore, and I know I've forgotten. Anyone want to take a guess on what IBWIP stands for?
Right here, I can guess.
Go ahead, Heather. Better wieners in public.
Well, you didn't raise your hand, even though that's correct. Can you replicate that answer?
It burns when I pee.
Very good, very good.
Yes.
All this time.
That too, yeah.
What did you think it was?
Itty bitty wieners in public?
We'll take it.
That was an especially fast...
I'm quick. I'm sharp. Yeah, you guys are making fun of me for having three beers and not being into that other game. But
and we will continue to make fun of you.
Okay, I'll take
it. You're sharp.
I'm sharp.
You last a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But you just can't... You can't go that extra little bit to make people contact the show.
With the punch, wrapped up in the theme song.
Make people contact the show.
All right.
Blake, how often do you check Blake at IBWIP.com? You get like an alert on your phone if someone sent you something?
When he's trying to push that cart up.
Right, yeah, when I'm grinding. on Grindr.
We should all be using blake@ibwip.com.
Yeah, blake@ibwip.com. I will respond.
Would you prefer me to email you instead of texting you from now on?
No.
I think...
Because then I get excited and see an email. And I'm like, it's okay. All
right. That's a great way to send you big chunks of stuff, right? Because that email is... It's almost outdated to a degree, right?
Sure.
It's people over 40 use the email. But there are so many avenues that you take advantage of, like Facebook. We get reviews on Facebook. How many? We got about 50 reviews right now. We're about like 4.7 stars.
Yeah, there's a couple of assholes.
People are loving that. One guy who with the vape reviews. Yeah. People are loving the show. I think for the most part, the people that vote. What kind of responses do you get on Facebook?
Likes.
A lot of likes on the pictures you post.
Yeah, there needs to be more sharing and of links and stuff.
Sharing is caring.
The problem is on Facebook. Everybody says, "Oh, you know, Facebook."
They block or limit. They limit exposure.
Let's say right now we have 1,110 likes on our page. Okay, so when I post something like a link to the show or the latest show art, you would think that 1,110 people would see it.
No, 150.
Like 3 or 4. I mean, So
I have the same problem with the store's page.
Yeah, so it's very crucial that if you like something that we post, go ahead and share it.
Hit like, hit share, because that helps, generate numbers.
For it's one extra click, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Just share it.
If you see it, hit like. I don't care if you like it or not. If you don't like that our show's called Penis Meat, I don't care. Hit like on it. Right. Somebody will like it.
Mm-hmm. Everybody likes penis meat. Heather said that she thinks it would be pretty good. You said?
Probably full of nutrients, of course. Full of it.
A big protein boost right there, penis meat.
That's what you should invest in.
So please like
if
our
you're
penis meat.
To build up that muscle mass.
And I tell you, even if you don't like the word penis meat as a show title, good. Send us a suggestion.
Yeah,
tell us that you don't like it.
Say, this show, you should have named it Grandma, I Love You.
Yeah, listen to the show 4, 5, maybe even 6 times, and you come up with a better title. And we'll change it in post.
Exactly.
How do you like that?
Well, and then you share it, and it'll just go viral. You're going to be all over the place.
I think I need to go viral.
Uh-oh. Other things that are viral are whatever's happening with his foot over here.
And the cameras are not working again.
Blake, you also do Vine. What kind of work do you do on Vine?
I haven't done Vine in a long time. I just watch other ones now.
Okay, but you can still subscribe to the show on Vine, right?
Sure.
You can still like us on there and follow us.
If some more people subscribe, it'll show activity and I'll
just
do more.
Go to YouTube, man, and Pia Vision.
That's the hot spot.
I send those links to people that I talk to.
Oh, that's good.
Meaning women all the time.
Really?
Yeah, it's like,
that's
hey,
so funny.
Check out the show I'm on. And,
I don't even vape, you asshole. That's what they say.
Yeah. The promo videos and stuff?
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
That's a great place to go.
This is what I do in my spare time. I watch it.
I know Dustin is down to clown with somebody. Like 3 videos get like 6 like or 6 views like in a half hour. It means
Dustin's working it up.
Combing the lands.
It's all for the show.
PR guy.
Yeah.
It's all for the show. Yeah.
He doesn't
do it for you, Blake.
But subscribe to the show.
If you're going
to
do it for me, I appreciate it. First of all, I appreciate you do it for me, but at least include me. Photos, videos.
Vines. Put Vines up there. Vines. You should take over the Vine page.
It's going to take longer than 5 seconds.
You get seven.
My hands were busy. That's a crock of shit.
Oh, okay.
You can get a selfie stick.
It's in the mail.
You don't click with a selfie stick.
Did you just come up with that?
What?
Or just steal that, like,
you don't
penicillin?
No, I didn't steal that.
You don't
click steal that.
With the selfie stick.
You don't,
is that a thing?
A selfie stick.
No, it's not a thing. You don't click with a selfie stick.
The thing? Is that a thing? The thing you're saying, is that real?
What?
Did I just make that up?
That's my jingle.
Well, you know what?
We're both brilliant. Stick.
This episode, it's like it just clicked in Jason's head. It's like, damn, Dustin's has some funniness to him. Anyway, contact information.
I've been saying that for years.
Subscribe to our YouTube page.
Yeah, if you want to know about
that's what I really want you to do right now.
Subscribe to there. Go to iTunes. Subscribe to the show on there. Give us a review. I think a couple episodes ago I said we'll take even a 1-star review. I retract that. We do not want those. Only 2 or higher is all we want. No?
4 or higher.
4 or higher.
Yeah. Leave your grandma's phone numbers.
Please, we'll give them a call.
We'll
do their voicemail for them.
If you post a picture of your grandma on the IBWIP Facebook page, we will send you a free koozie button and sticker.
Yep. That's it. That's all I got.
All 3 in a box with a ribbon.
There you go.
Yep.
And love.
A dead body.
What?
That's all I got. Go ahead.
All right.
Let's do it.
Hey, craftvapery.com. Use promo code IBWIP, 10% off their store, 20% off of your first month subscription. And don't forget, folks, now available, the song Inside and Out is the spinoff show from IBWIP. It's all about the artist. It's all about that one song of theirs, and you want to know in detail about it.
All of it.
Heather, I'm sure there's songs that you by some people that you really like that song, and you probably go, I wish I could just talk to...
Yeah.
You know, just talk to them and find out what was going on in their life when they wrote it, what chords there are, and the, you know, what does it mean to them? Like, what Rihanna song do you...
Rihanna?
Say Rihanna? Rihanna specifically? If I had to say Rihanna, I'd say, Ella. Bitch, better get my money. In which case, I want to know who that bitch is and where how much money is. It is. Yeah, exactly.
What denominations do you want them in?
Exactly. And why did how'd she get your money?
Obviously, like, so you can make it rain.
Right.
Exactly. Dustin, what song would you want Blake's new podcast, his new venture to delve into?
A Doors song, probably.
No.
Jim Morrison, tell me what you were thinking.
I was gonna say like "Disco Duck" by Rick Dees. Yeah. You know, I want to hear what the story.
Yeah, but you want to know, right? Let's you want to know. It would be interesting to know. It would make you want to listen to.
What
the song.
Made you want to talk in a duck voice and do a novelty disco song?
for me, it's MC Hammer after he just dropped the MC and just was Hammer and Pumps in a Bump. I want to know what he was thinking.
Pumps in a bump. Pumps in a bump.
Give me the girls.
Give me the girls with the pumps in a bump.
God, I wish I had the video.
Same dance as the Click It song.
In all seriousness, I would love to hear Rachel Kate talk about her song Actress. Because after I listened to this show and I heard Dancing Shoes, which I really loved, Actress was probably my favorite that I listened to way too many times.
I will make that happen for you.
Thank
I will make
you.
That happen for you. And episode one is the one and only James Honeycutt. And we talk about Risk to Fall. So check it out.
He does not do a cover of Pumps in a Bump?
No, he does not.
Okay.
I can ask him, yeah. But check it out. The song Inside and Out, check it out on iTunes. There's a Facebook page for it as well. I like that. And yeah, we're super pumped about it. We're going to have a lot of great artists coming up really soon.
Super pumped. Up.
I woke up this morning, kissed my wife goodbye. I pray to God that I make it home safe tonight. It's a dangerous job, but I take that risk. I trade my blood and sweat just to feed my kids. I've been working for the man since a tender age. Now a rich politician's gonna lower my wage. Pour me a drink so I can understand. These are the struggles of a working man. I work outside in the pouring rain when it's cold as ice, when I'm full of pain. It don't matter what I feel inside, long as the job that I'm working gets done on time. The boss man says work's getting slow. Pack up your tools, boys, and head on home. I pour another drink and try to understand. These are the struggles of a working man. Y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on. I love my wife and I raise my son best I can, better than some. I just found out the other day I got another little one that's on the way. I took a new job down at the factory. Yeah, don't pay much, but at least we can eat. I roll up a smoke and I make a new plan. These are the struggles of a working man. Went down to the river just the other day. Got down on my knees and began to pray. I said, Lord, please won't you understand. Struggles of this working man. are the struggles of a working man.
And that was Working Man by Bob Wayne.
Bob Wayne, who most people don't know, is, I don't want to call him out here, but he is Batman.
No! Oh. It's just Nicklick.
His parents were murdered in front of him.
Not cool.
You know what?
Thank God his grandma wasn't.
This is a grandma-heavy night.
Blake's a grandma-heavy guy.
If any one of our listeners has any feedback about Bob Wayne, him being Batman, or anyone's grandma, please feel free to send us a comment in iTunes or Facebook or what have you. But we're going to focus right now on fan feedback that's already been delivered
right
to us.
We've got quite a bit since the blah, 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 blah.
Episode 200.
Episode 200.
It's pouring in like so much something that pours.
Well, you don't want to read some of them? Or are you just passing it around?
We're just passing it around.
Passing around?
We got about five of them. We're going to each take turns reading them.
Okay. I just listened to your live 200th episode. I'm sorry. That's from Chad Ng at the High Note in Kikino,
Illinois. Thanks, Chad.
Yeah, thanks. No, Chad was really, really nice to let us do that there.
Chad was key, as if he said no, would not have happened.
Right. So, yeah.
So thank you, Chad.
And he paid for the bands, which is even better.
But I miss the shows. Was there a good turnout? Do you think?
Did you ever see the Violent Femmes? Did you end up?
No, I didn't see. I missed it. It was the podcast was easily the highlight of the night, and everything else was a bust. I ran out of there to try to catch the Violent Femmes, and then
you
I got a text. What's that?
No, keep going.
I got a text, and I was about 15 minutes away, and the person was like, "Hey, they got about 15 minutes left," and I was like, "I'm not even going to park, and they'll be done." So.
Sorry.
It's like fudge it. But Chad, no, not your bet at all. Chad Ng, did he make his money back, you think? You think it was a good night for the High Note?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay, good. What else can we ask for?
He wasn't mad at the end of the night. He was drunk and having a good time.
I was buying beer the whole time I was there. Yeah. So
there we go.
All right, Heather.
So this one is aimed at me, so I'll read it. But Heather, I just got kicked out of my apartment. Can we ditch your C-word roommate and move in together? From No Home in Blono.
Oh.
Well, are you just saying that because you don't have a home? And that you're just trying to use me for my badass collector money? But I am kind of flattered.
Yeah, so, I saw...
did you get kicked out of your apartment?
Why did you... Before you let somebody in, you got to find out what they did to get kicked out.
That's a bad lead-in. That's mm-hmm. You're dealing with a stupid person.
I just got kicked
right
out of my apartment. Well, you're not getting in my apartment.
Right. And by apartment, you mean a place that you live.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. Of course.
How did exactly you meet your current roommate?
How did I meet my current roommate?
Yeah.
We've known each other since fifth grade.
Did you guys meet in fifth grade on Craigslist?
No, we did not. She actually was one of the... I went to church with her, and she is very, like... She's, like, aggressive. And so when you're going to be friends with her, you're going to be fucking friends
with
her.
I like that. So
she showed me the radio, and we listened to Lizzie McGuire CDs.
Oh.
She showed you the radio? You weren't aware of that technology?
Well, I was aware that the radio existed, but I had no idea that there was anything outside of a Christian station.
You had no access to radios.
Not at all. I was like, I mean, everything is WBGL and Jesus.
Another thing about the 200th episode is you saw something you've never, ever seen before in your whole life.
Yeah.
It was a Halloween decoration.
Oh, that was so cool. That was really awesome. I made Blake go look at it with me. I put it on my Snapchat story. I showed my other friend. No one as excited as I was. Apparently, it's lackluster. It was a framed picture, had like a nice old looking frame. It looked real classy. And then there was a picture of a woman, like an old style picture of a woman in black and white. And she was wearing some large hat and some pretty outfit she'd wear to like go to the derby, and then you moved in. Whoa, it's a dead lady with blood on her face in black clothes, and you moved around, and it was a really good one of those pictures that you like move from one side to the other, and it changes picture.
I had never seen that specifically.
Okay. I've seen that. I mean, I've seen that before. I actually just saw one this week that was like a tiger, and then you moved it, and it was a naked lady. So I've seen them before.
Wow.
I've seen them before, but this one was a totally new thing. And they were both like, yeah, that's
Blake's
just in every
got
store.
The toenail clippers
that's
out
just how it is.
Everyone, shield your eyes.
Yeah. In my defense, I've only had Halloween for 3 years. So.
Okay, because of your heavy religious background.
Yeah.
Can I ask you this? Not being sexist, but have you slutted it up?
I've tried to do what I could. My Minnie Mouse last year, I thought was both sexy and also classy. It was so cute. I got like.
I hooked up with
it. It was really cute.
Halloween.
It's not really that interesting.
No, I totally
nobody
did.
Nobody cares. We know you have
it can,
sex.
No. It can. Like,
just
it's
rub
just
it in.
Funny that that's
okay.
Where she went
last year? You were Mary Poppins, though, right?
I was Mary Poppins.
And the year before that.
Oh, then the year before that, I was Minnie.
Because I was at the same party
the
as you.
The sexy chimney sweep, like.
But she wasn't.
I wasn't sexy.
Sexy. That's
everyone thought
outfit.
I just looked like I worked at Steak and Shake.
That's
because I didn't.
That's how I asked her.
I didn't bring my. I didn't have a hat.
Right.
And I didn't have a parasol, but I did have a large flowery bag that I thought somehow made up for not having anything else.
And you're just like,
and then I had like a little red bow tie and a white shirt.
A spoonful of medicine helps, or helps.
Spoonful of sugar helps the
medicine
go down.
Spoonful of sugar
helps me go down.
I eventually just embraced the Steak and Shake thing, and I'm pretty sure someone asked me about tips, and I said something like, "Only if I give them a blowjob later or something that." Yeah,
successful night.
Happy Halloween. All right, Dustin, you got some fan feedback.
Here's one. What is the best way to Dustin's heart? Is it through his love of beer or music? From Hoping for Hops in Pottsville, Tennessee. That's a good question, because usually the answer is both.
We've had a thing before where it was like, what was the question? Like, you couldn't listen to music again, or you couldn't have sex again? That's a question you said you'd been asked before.
Yeah.
And you said,
I've
heard enough music.
Exactly. I've got a mental jukebox in my head that I could listen to music for the rest of my life without actually hearing it. But
this flips the script a little bit, though.
Yeah. No, it's just saying, like, you know, it is liking the same beer as me. I say both, you know.
You can't say both. You have to pick one or the other.
I don't think it was an either or. I think it was just like, hey, how do I get a hold of that guy? Just look me up on Facebook and then say you like beer and music, and chances are we'll probably start talking.
So you are, what is,
eventually have
what's,
sex.
What's the term for male slut? Is it the same? Is it gender neutral?
Gigolo.
The word slut?
Just a gigolo. And
gigolos
I go,
get paid.
People know the card I'm playing.
What if you have beer brought to you?
Okay.
You're in a. Are you? Is someone? Are you paying them afterward?
You did like, that yourself.
I thought we were in like a restaurant. Like that's why you were getting beer brought to you.
Yeah, that too. I've had free beer given to me.
Jesus.
Well, I thought you were gonna pay later.
He's had a lot of free things given to him. What's the next thing, Jason?
I'm a longtime listener who recently became engaged to get married.
Uh-oh.
However, my soon-to-be husband is not a fan. Is this a deal breaker from Freaked Out Fiance in Eugene, Oregon?
Definitely.
Blake's been married longer and more times than me, so he should take the lead on this
one. Yeah, if you like this podcast and your fiance doesn't, there's a lot of other things. Because I think it's not just the show. It transcends the music.
It's a lifestyle.
It shows you're comfortable with things.
Yeah, it just says that you can have a good time.
You're not a prude.
Yeah, you can just laugh and have a good time. You don't have to fucking.
This show is a cultural phenomenon.
Fuck that guy. Okay. That's why I say it's fuck that guy.
Well, if you fuck that guy, then you're probably still going to be with that guy.
Figuratively, not literally.
Indeed.
It just says fuck on here.
True that.
Are you guys selling all of the unused vape juice you guys are getting from your sponsors? That's from Vape Tongue Tony in Richmond, Virginia. I've got a lot of it, and if there's somebody that wants to try some things, I'll be happy to send it to them.
How would you transport that to them?
You lie to the postmaster when he says,
I have a really good idea. Get one of those, get the contact lens cases, and then put it in contact lens cases so that way they can try it and get a little bit. Maybe that's not enough for a vape thing, but that'd be a secret way to send it.
That could be a
secret way. Mitch Hedberg, you remember that comedian?
Oh, yeah.
Day?
He was one of my favorites.
He was like,
rest in peace.
He's like, I like the FedEx guy because he's a drug dealer and they don't even know it. It's kind of the same thing, but
that is a good one.
That is good.
I'm still
imitation.
Looking for the Dufresne
family.
That
was pretty good, Mitch Hedberg.
That's all I got. No, it's not true. It's not true. I have something else.
Oh.
As mentioned at the top of the show, we have an interview.
I'm gonna work on this toe.
God, it's so disgusting.
Work that toe.
I clip my nails. It is getting worse. He's
sorry, you're on that side of the table, Jason.
No, it's. I got a good view of it. I have I have an iron stomach.
Now we can all watch.
Now
great,
it's inches
thanks,
from my
Blake.
How does this happen?
Why? I was picking at it. And
so
I...
you can't bend over to clip your nails.
No,
for
I can't.
One,
I
put some damn socks on. You have company over.
I'm embarrassed for
Well, I know that he is like germaphobe, and so doing this.
I'm not a germaphobe. Just because my house is clean and organized and I'm possibly gay doesn't mean I'm a germaphobe.
Do you need to go to the hospital right now, though, Blake?
No, me? Right. Oh, Blake.
I'm a working man.
Well, speak to
well, you should. You know what? I disagree. I think you should go to the hospital. You need something to clog that up.
At least check with them. See how things
are. All right. Okay.
While you're doing that, we're going to bring in our guest. This show does so many interviews, whether it's with artists or this person happens to be a chef. We've had Peyton Manning in here. We've had authors, musicians, just across the gamut. We've had, was that Little League? Or
Sassy Scientists.
Sassy Scientists. We've had baseball coaches in here. Elves that sit upon shelves have been in here. You name it. Today we have, I don't think we've ever had a chef on the show before. He is here all the way from, actually, I don't even know where he's from. We'll ask him. It's Chef Nigel Wellington. Nigel, thank you much for making the time for the show.
Well, thank you all for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
And that that accent would say that you're from where?
Here, there, everywhere. I reside in Great Britain right now.
Okay.
But I have very many dialects.
How many Michelin stars do you have? Are you comfortable with telling us?
How are you rated?
I don't understand the question.
Oh. They must not have that system over there in Great Britain.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Sorry.
So you've traveled quite a distance to be here.
Oh, yes. I took the red eye.
Oh, wow. You're not sure why you did it, maybe?
Was it fast, at least?
I had some problems at the airport, but other than that, it was very good.
Your eyes are very red, if that helps. Anyway,
you feel like
you got your money's worth.
I believe the Bruce Springsteen song, Red Eye. I caught the red eye. You remember that song?
Yeah.
It's on his third album.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a chef who's well schooled. Can we ask where you went to school?
I went to culinary school in Great Britain.
Okay,
great.
Oh. I've heard of that one.
That is great. Oh, that's fun.
Well, it's no longer there, so
We can't. What there's was? No use in looking it up and trying to find out about it because it's no longer there.
What's your special? Do you have a specialty?
Well. I was going to reveal that later on, but I've spent the last 20 years as the head chef at the Westminster Seminary School for Boys.
Now, seminary school, that is for people entering, like, priesthood?
Yes.
Is that why it's Westminster? Because that's fun. That's a fun play.
That is. That's
Rather than Westminster.
I understand that wordplay. So you say 20 years there?
Yes, 20 years I've been there.
That's incredible. What is your specialty? Or are you going to reveal that even later?
Well, I like to cook many things. I try not to boggle it into one specific genre.
A virtual goulash.
That's very good. A very good play on words. A virtual goulash of dishes.
Do you have food that people other than young men's palates would enjoy?
Oh, yes. Okay. Grandmothers love my beef Wellington.
Okay. Well, I like your last name.
Exactly.
Nigel Wellington.
Which came first? Mm.
Chicken.
He's smart, too.
Intuition is what that's called.
Why would an egg come first?
Did you feel obligated to make beef Wellington due to your last name?
Well, I think to me it was the good Lord above. By having the name of Wellington... When I started to cook and I started to experience all the different flavors, when I made beef Wellington, I just knew that it
just clicked.
Your ancestry.
Yes, and I thought to myself, this is my calling from the Lord.
So your namesake is kind of your calling, but what drew you towards working in a seminary? You're just a man. Did you grow up in that environment?
Yes, a very religious family for many, many years, and. I always felt in touch with the Lord, and I wanted to better the world with my dishes.
Lord.
Of the Lord. If God came back to Earth, which he is apt to do,
He will. He will come someday.
What meal would you serve God? What would be God's meal?
Ooh, that is
very simple. Beef Wellington.
Beef Wellington. Your namesake.
Yes. He gave me this talent. I must give him...
You must give him the beef.
Yes.
Yeah, God gives you the talent. Yes. You have no choice but to deliver the beef.
I just took him as a pepperoni pizza kind of guy myself. But
Not when
it's your specialty to make beef Wellington. I'm right there with you, buddy.
You know, and for me, I come on this show today because I have a beef.
Oh, you have a beef.
You brought the beef Wellington with
you? No.
Where's the beef?
I have a beef.
What? You didn't bring beef Wellington with you.
Oh, no. You cannot bring it on a plane. I will cook you something after this show.
Oh, that's very hard to cook. It can often be overcooked or undercooked. So, yeah, I think that makes sense.
Now, I know you have a beef with someone, but what I want to say, too, is that a lot of people say that chefs are kind of modern-day rock stars. There are so many people out there are just kind of rising above. They have their own restaurants. They have TV shows, this and that. How well connected into that community of just these very popular TV chefs are you? Do you know any of these people?
Yes. When I was in culinary school, I was a student with Gordon Ramsay. You ever heard of Gordon?
Sure. Yeah.
He's an asshole. Pardon my French.
Pardon my French.
You know, you mentioned a lot of these chefs are like rock stars.
Mario Batali.
For me,
Colicchio.
It's not about the personality.
Nigella.
It's about making a savory dish to help spread God's word.
Right. God gave us all these ingredients that come from the earth. Nice. Why not take advantage of them, right?
Exactly. I mean,
they're here for us.
He did not give us these talents to be able to make these amazing dishes with our hands and our minds and our palates
and our feet.
Just to gain fame or fortune,
which a lot of people have done.
It's ridiculous. Gordon Ramsay, he has 37 television shows
at last count.
Millions of dollars. Hell's Kitchen. I it just disgusts me.
Oh, so that is probably a touchy point with you too, because you're so in very tune much so. With the Lord.
And very much so. There are many things about him that I hate. Do you want to know them?
He cusses a lot.
Hey, yeah.
Slow down. My list is
expansive.
Not so expansive that we're not already encroaching on some of the things that we hate him for.
No. After I graduated from culinary school, I want to serve the Lord. And
as we all do.
And Gordon Ramsay went the opposite direction.
He's against the Lord.
I hate this man. He has foul language. Mm. He cheated on his culinary school final.
Is that true?
Yes. And
this is not speculative. Now, we don't want to get hit with a slander.
Oh, no. It's very true. I was at the kitchen next to him when we were doing our finals.
Oh, so
what was the final?
Yeah.
It was filet mignon.
Filet mignon. I've heard of that.
Yeah, filet mignon.
That's how we say it here. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. My bad.
So what did he do to it?
Yeah, how did he cheat exactly?
He went over to Sally Betsy next to him.
Sally Betsy.
And switched their... Because she was known for her filet
mignon. I've never heard of her now, and now we know why.
Well, she is also serving the Lord in
A female nunnery?
Yes, in the nunnery. She was a fat old bag, but...
That's awful to say.
Jeez, you need to meet Justin Chambers.
Every day before class, we had to wheel her in.
Jeez.
She was very good at pastries.
In a wheelbarrow?
Yes.
And filet mignon. I mean, let's not dog her when she is so professionally talented. Had her fame stolen.
She had the soul of a saint. She had the soul of a saint. But, you know... Gordon Ramsay, he's so mean to everyone he's on the show.
He really is.
He's like,
makes people cry all the time.
Yeah, he's like, you're horrible. This is shit, and it's just crazy. I just can't stand it.
Have heard of Gordon Ramsay? Do any of you guys, Heather or Dustin, do you guys watch any of those shows?
I used to. I don't really.
What did you watch?
I watched Kitchen Nightmares. I watched Hell's Kitchen. I actually watched the shows in the UK as well.
How do you watch that? Like on Netflix or something?
Yeah,
Hulu.
Hulu?
I went, I've seen that he's got a...
What is your code for Hulu? I always want to watch the Hulu, but I don't...
I don't know if it works. There's region codes.
Surely you'll give this man you just met your code.
I don't know. Maybe
Hulu.
If he'll make me some filet, we'll
That's
we'll
a pretty
talk.
Fair.
No, That's something you got to talk to Sally Betsy about.
Yeah,
it
Sally
like.
Betsy. I make the beef Wellington.
Okay, well
there's
talk.
There's even a kids show, too, with him,
yes.
Right?
Oh,
yes.
I forgot
show?
About that. Yeah.
Master
yeah.
Chef Junior. And,
yeah.
And,
that's
know,
such a... That's such a...
Yelling
that's
at
so
11-year-olds.
It's a takeoff of Chopped.
Oh,
Chopped Junior. Yeah, it had like a Chopped kids version.
I
Yes.
I went to Comcast on my Xbox. I can go to a Comcast app on my Xbox, and I can watch things on demand. I have a buddy's code. I'm too poor to have my own. I went to Fox, and I would say they had maybe like 25 items. No joke, 8 of them were Gordon Ramsay shows. How can one man have so many television shows and still have time to be a proper chef?
He is not a proper chef. He is greedy. He only thinks of himself. You know, the 7 deadly sins, all of them.
He succumbed to all of them? Let's count them down. What are the 7 deadly sins? Here first one?
Gluttony.
Gluttony. Mm-hmm. And that's most apt to what we're talking about here, because that's the overconsumption of food stuff.
Greed.
Something you were just touching on.
Lust.
Sex, yeah. Lust.
What now?
That's the only way we can get his attention. What percentage of battery life do you have left on your phone, Dustin?
10%.
10%.
Okay, so we got 3 of the 7.
Yeah. And sloth.
Sloth. Mm-hmm. So laziness. And then we got, what's the 5th one?
Wrath. This is a wrath.
Wrath.
Anger. Okay. He's always so mad.
He is.
He's like, you're 100% chef. This is cold. Your lamb is undercooked. Ugh.
You're a poop nightmare. I think is one of the things he said. And then 6. What's the 6?
Vanity?
Vanity, right, okay. And then the final...
He thinks he's so beautiful. He wears those expensive suits.
He wears
a Speedo in a lot of his shows. Like, he'll go to and, like, stay somewhere, and then he'll be, like, just hanging out at a pool in a Speedo.
Are you serious?
We don't need to see
that. Like, legit?
I have watched a show, and he's been like, oh, here I am without my shirt on. You're Gordon Ramsay. You're just a chef. We don't need
to see
your
dog. To culinary school with him. We showered together after P.E., he's not all that.
Oh, yeah?
He's not all... Did he wear a Speedo in the shower, or did you get to see the little Gordon Ramsay?
Oh, the little Gordon Ramsay.
And was it little...
Yes, it's very, very...
Well, let's not get off the track too far. What is the 7th deadly sin? Of course, we all know that he succumbs to all 7 of them.
Ah, yes. The most dangerous sin of all. Mm-hmm. Envy.
Envy.
Yes.
So even though he seemingly has it all.
He wishes he could cook beef Wellington like you.
He's probably envious of your skills.
You know what? If you watch all of those episodes, you know what dish that he has?
He always screams at the people for not making beef Wellington right.
He doesn't even ask them to make it because he knows nobody can make it better than me. Nigel.
And that was definitely the thing you're known for, Nigel Beef Wellington. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, anybody can come up with names of shows, cooking shows. Everybody, there's 75 cooking shows on cable now.
The Taste.
Who needs them?
That's another one. Yeah.
So you've been at the seminary school for 20 years, mm-hmm. cooking your heart out, doing it for the Lord, feeding these kids who are growing up to serve God.
I did want to mention one more.
One more deadly sin. Okay, no. The 8th deadly sin.
One more thing that you don't like about Gordon Ramsay.
Thank you very much, Heather. He is not a great representation of the Queen.
Ah, Queen Elizabeth.
Is that where you're from then?
Yes, sometimes.
Right now, currently.
When the time is right.
No.
What does the Queen represent that he doesn't represent?
Elegance.
I could see that, actually, yeah.
Everything that the 7 deadly sins aren't, mm-hmm. right?
Correct.
Let's name those again.
The bitch knows how to wave.
I wish you could wave your hands across my flapping testicles. Oh, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me.
It's not uncommon to lust after Her Majesty.
I lust for the country.
I lust,
yeah, as we all do. I mean, you know, I hate to admit it, and it's kind of a secret here in America, but we all lust. To be part of England once again.
Yes, a lot of people, you know, in America, they say, the British, they, you know, they're so stuck up. And
if I could live anywhere else, that's where it'd be.
The prince had a baby, big fucking deal.
Envy.
Yes.
So you're still at the school, and you plan to finish out your career there?
Well, I had a few ideas for shows myself.
Uh-oh. Oh, so you want to dip your toe, well, you know, your bloody toe into the game.
Yeah, I want to show Gordon Ramsay.
Is it going to be a religious show like on the church channel?
I wanted to show Gordon Ramsay that things can be done tastefully and still be popular.
He's awfully crass.
So are you not going to take any money for it then?
Because I don't. I hope all of the money goes to charities.
That's wonderful.
Charities would you send it to?
The Envy charity.
Or to the school, you know. For the seminary.
Oh, no, they have plenty of money.
Oh.
What, do you have some, you said you have ideas for the show?
Yes, I've got a couple ideas that I've been toying with, and one is called the Bowl of Poop.
The Bowl of Poop?
The Bowl of Poop?
Ball?
No.
The Ball of
Bowl
Poop.
Of Pope.
Olive Pope.
No, no. A bowl? You have bowls in America?
A bowl.
Bowl of pop.
Poop? Oh, like a cola. Like a
soda.
Delicious cola.
No, no,
a bowl of
usually
cola.
They come in bottles or
you
cans.
Know, he drives around in a car with a big, with the Pope.
The Pope. Ball,
thank you.
Ball
thank you.
Of Pope.
The ball yes. of Pope?
The ball of Pope?
The ball of the Pope?
Yes, this is where a show where contestants try to come up with new soups.
What's that?
For the Pope?
New soups? The whole show is soup based? Does this include chowders or bisques, or is this soup only?
Anything that goes into a bowl.
Anything that goes into a bowl.
So that
like a gazpacho?
So we could have a bowl of poop, I suppose.
Like a nice borscht?
The Pope does not. Yeah, the Pope is a fan of borscht. I have a feeling. He looks like a man
he's
who
a borscht.
Well, is a good borscht.
We will, as the contestants are whittled down throughout the weeks, at the end, the Pope will come and he will test all of the
you're going to have the Pope as a judge?
Yeah,
that's insane.
Wow. I've already talked to him. He's down to clown.
Did he use those exact words?
The Pope's a juggalo?
You know what? This Pope is especially progressive. I think we can all agree on that.
I don't know about that. I think you're reading outside the lines. I think he says what he needs to say to get by. But he's a nice guy.
You're the one naming your show after him, and you can't dog him like
that.
No,
I'm not dogging him. I just don't want you to be disillusioned.
We've actually had the Pope on the show before. Did you know that? Do you listen to the show?
No.
Many people don't.
Soup?
He didn't. He talked about a lot of things, but he did not talk about soup. Hmm. It was, I think, probably a little over a year ago we had him on. So, I mean, if we can get him, he is a get, you know. But you working that closely with the church, it was probably a little easier to get him. But still, very impressive.
Yes.
Very impressive.
Because he knows where we're coming from, what we're trying to do. We're trying to send the message of the Lord, you know.
Through borscht.
Through the culinary arts.
Through bowls of liquid.
That's that show, you know what? I thought it was bizarre at first, a little narrow in scope. But you mentioned
what,
the Pope.
I'm sure you think you have better ones.
I could probably come up with a few, but I would love to hear yours first. Do you have any more ideas?
Yes, I do.
Well, let's.
What's the next one?
Heaven's Kitchen.
Oh, okay. So like a take on Hell's Kitchen.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
So what well, what do you do there?
Well, contestants will compete to become the head chef of Las Vegas' very own High Rollers of the Lord Casino and Resort.
The Holy Rollers
yes.
Resort?
Yes, and the difference between this and Hell's Kitchen is we are going to compliment each of the contestants, and we're going to help them become a better chef.
Let me be a devil's advocate, if you will.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't.
I love that. Al Pacino was amazing in that movie.
Full frontal on Charlize Theron.
Yes.
But what are you going to do if they do something wrong, something that's not good?
Well, Sister Betsy Ross is going to have her ruler there.
As previously mentioned.
And she will... Whack them on the hands.
Oh, okay.
Just like they do in the
much
seminary.
Nicer.
Right.
Okay, Heaven's Kitchen opens the doorway for a spinoff, Purgatory's Pantry.
Hmm. Oh,
Where
you and Gordon Ramsay meet and face each other head to head in the kitchen.
I will never be in the same kitchen as
one
him ever
moves
again.
On to the afterlife. The other goes back to hell.
Excuse me, Dustin, but I know my soul will be saved.
What about if you're in a nice hotel room and you both have a long conversation beforehand?
In
and
robes.
Then,
I don't want to be in the same room
in robes,
with him.
Cooking your best meal, cooking beef Wellington
would you be
for
in the same,
each other.
Would you be in the same robe as him, though?
No. Listen, okay? I would not even use his spatula. I spit on his spatula.
Oh, gee, wow.
I think that's going to break some health codes.
Yeah, you're going to want to...
You're going to not do that in Heaven's Kitchen.
No, this is just...
Or in Purgatory's Pantry.
We're sitting around a table with toenail clippings on it.
What?
Yeah, our other co-host is having some problems. So.
Yeah, he had to leave.
What if you're on that Iron Chef show and they revealed the item they had to work around to make your meal was toenail clippings? What meal would you make?
I would make a very, very... I would take it back to the Roman times, and I would do a toenail beef Wellington.
Oh, wow. So you're really leaning heavy on the beef Wellington.
I just use it as a garnish so it could be removed easily.
Like a little chive replacement.
Yeah. But the one show that
you stick it in the steak.
The one show that I really hope gets picked up.
More ideas.
This is the best idea I think of all of them.
Save the best for last.
It's called All of God's Children.
Oh, okay. And what is this one about?
Children will compete in the kitchen to win the title of Child of God.
Okay.
So you basically just came up with Gordon Ramsay's shows, only nicer.
What happens to the losers?
They go to hell.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. You know, that light like went on you right as you're like, they go to hell.
Yeah, we had some very eerie and perhaps stigmatic.
Are you there, Charlie? Are you there, Charlie?
Nobody. I don't understand that reference at all.
Jeez, that must be a Britain thing.
Do not go into the light.
No, there's a new thing on YouTube. It's all over the internet. They put the pencils.
It's a scam. It's a marketing scam, dude.
Have you seen it?
Charlie bit my finger.
I have seen it, and it is a marketing scam. Some company like started it and is like, buy our product. I didn't read it because I was done by that point.
Dustin and I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Oh, it's this thing you put, like, put two pencils on the table.
Envy, I see, in your
eyes. I'm envious of the knowledge you have concerning pencils.
You put two pencils on the table, crossed, and you have someone sitting across from you.
Sure.
And then you say, are you there, Charlie? Are you there, Charlie? And
who is Charlie?
Charlie is this ghost, Vietnam? Dead little boy.
Yeah, the Viet Cong.
He was
tell us the story.
Charlie bit my finger.
No.
The Viet Cong. We're notable for biting off index
children, fingers. Children of the Lord, please.
Not of the Lord, but thanks.
Charlie is a very ancient Mexican devil.
Carlos.
Charlie.
Speedy Charlie.
What does that mean? Speedy Charlie?
But in order to... Sometimes Charlie wants to talk to you, and sometimes Charlie doesn't want to talk to you.
That was a bit of a reach, right? We're reaching.
I'm with you, Heather. I don't know. These gentlemen are going way off topic.
I am no longer interested in Charlie or the pencils. All I want to do is, with my very limited funds, invest in you and your show ideas. I want to learn a little bit more about your Children of God show.
Well, like I said, it's like Heather said, it's very much like the Child Chef show by Gordon Ramsay. But I'm not going to be mean to the children. We're going to baptize them in the fryer.
Is that what you just said? You're going to baptize them in the fryer. You're essentially going to baptize them in fire. The devil?
Hold on. He didn't say the fryer was going to be on. Will the fryer be on?
They can be anointed with
yes,
room temperature. Never mind then.
It's going to be on. It's going to be on. Because...
Then your outrage is justified.
Okay,
sure.
Good.
We do not want more Gordon Ramsays in the world.
Well, unfortunately, I've already committed to investing in you, so no matter what...
We want to kill these
This
children.
Light was an omen. This light that came on you when you said hell was an omen.
I didn't know her name was Light.
All right, Nigel, why don't you get all your
beef? I had lots of towels.
Why don't you beef on out of here?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and may God be with you. Godspeed.
And also with you. Wow.
Amen.
I hope Blake gets home from the hospital soon.
No kidding. Ugh. I didn't even get to ask him if he had any recipes for, like, penis meat for Heather.
Aw, man.
How to tenderize and season the penis meat?
32 grams of protein there. 32.
Oh, Blake's back.
Oh, my God.
Little toenail.
Let's wrap this shit up.
Well, what happened? The doctor said I am on stage 2 of toenail cancer.
Oh, shit.
So that's cool.
You're going to lose that toenail.
Just clip it off and you're all right.
That's where I got the problem in the beginning.
One of my work coworkers doesn't have a big toenail, so...
How do they walk? You have to have a big toe...
I had surgery on both of my big toenails are smaller than they should be.
Oh, they have... You have toenail.
Yeah, she has a toe. She just does not have a toenail.
Because you had a fungus?
I had like chronic ingrown toenails when I was in high school. They both got...
My shit the chronic.
They had to put acid and shit in the root and stop it. Yeah, it was fun. Especially running long distance on an infected toenail. Yeah, that's great. So anyways, episode 200, our live 8th anniversary spectacular from the High Note in Pekin, Illinois, in case you were wondering, is now available. Also, episode 201, the previously mentioned penis meat, it's now available.
It's a tasty treat.
Thank you, Locks of Love. And episode 203, our next episode, inevitably titled Dunstan Checks Out, will be available on Friday.
I think it's about time we get that sequel, don't you?
Yeah, you know, who doesn't love a good movie with an orangutan in a hotel?
I know I don't.
All right. And don't forget, Sunday, June 14th is Flag Day. According to my church, God hates flags. And that's how both Michael Stipe and I lost our religion.
You know, in Britain, they call cigarettes fags.
Yep.
I don't think that's really appropriate.
Flags?
They need to stop. Yep.
Huh. That's me in the corner. All right. And Wednesday, June 17th is...
me in the spotlight.
Yep. Eat Your Vegetables Day. Screw that. My mom made me eat vegetables every day at dinner time, even though I hated it. And guess what? I'm a man now, and I haven't eaten a vegetable in 8 fucking years. Unrelated announcement, Dr. Henner says I have 3 months to live.
Bummer. Start looking for your replacement now.
Yep. Vitamin D. Soon to be replaced by vitamin E. Also, please remember to...
I don't think Eli should be on this show.
Flatten that bastard out.
Right. Get on the table.
Oh, boy.
Assiduously.
You know, it's funny, because a lot of times people might not necessarily listen to the show before. And
right.
We seem really creepy.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we are. And please remember to submit any questions, comments, or suggestions to Blake at IBWIP. And it will be read live before my next piano recital. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes. Tell a friend. Help support the show.
Tell two friends. Everybody who's listening, tell two friends about IBWIP. We would appreciate it.
And I will eat my fries myself. And not give any to my own brother.
Heather, thank you very much for your efforts this evening. I hope you had a good time.
I did have a good time. Commercial? I just let out the weirdest fart laugh a second ago.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. You'll have to listen to it.
I'll listen back.
Yeah.
Oh, there's that fart laugh. Thank you very much, as always. You did a great job.
It was like this. That was not me that time. It was at the side of my mouth, and I like was trying not to laugh. It didn't work. But yeah, I had a good time.
Dustin,
thanks.
I know that you are tremendously dehydrated. You're tired. You've ran marathons around the bed, and I appreciate you taking the time when you have a lot of laundry to do.
I did laundry yesterday. Thank you.
Thank you for being on the show.
You're welcome.
So many clean sheets.
In my opinion, you opened it up. I can do whatever. Once you open the door, I was trying to prance around it.
Gotcha.
But you opened it up and just squirted it everywhere.
Oh, come on.
Jason.
Close Justin Chambers.
When you say no, I want to isolate that. It's just Jason going, no. No.
No.
No, it's not.
Dear God, no.
Dear God. You didn't like Bowl of Pope?
Bowl of Pope.
I thought it was good.
I thought it was funny. I was trying to figure out what you were saying.
Here's the thing is, Jason had a whole bunch of really good ideas, really witty. And I didn't write him down. He's like, you're going to write these down? I'm like, no, I'm good. And then I was like, fuck, I should have wrote those down.
One of the ideas for a show was to take the ingredients, like have a restaurant that had only the ingredients that are mentioned in the Bible. Right? That was one of them. And then you could have gone like twigs and berries. And just,
like manna?
Like manna, right.
Yeah.
Manaconda?
Unleavened
manaconda?
Bread. Manaconda? Yeah, manaconda.
My manaconda don't want none unless you got Jesus. Son. You got Jesus, son.
Now, is there a porn actor right. named Manaconda? If there's not, there should be, right?
I don't know.
Manaconda. Manna is just gross bread.
No, but it's like a dude with a huge so dick. Manaconda, like, bam. Like a
like
dick.
Anaconda?
Oh, I guess, it would just be an anaconda, right? Like, you could just say
but he's a man.
He's not
but
a snake.
Anyone who has an anaconda is going to be a man.
Can you or can
it's
you not
redundant.
Appreciate the pun
I can
work?
Appreciate it. I apologize. I can appreciate
you're
it.
You're ruining
but
it.
But I did think we were talking about manna, works. Like the food, and so I was
absolutely
yeah,
not.
He hands out like unleavened bread while he's doing his thing, while he's throwing meat.
Oh, ooh, mystery. Boy. I'm getting older, and I'm still single. People are starting to tell me that I need to settle. Hey, why not? I settle for this podcast. The end. Nope. No.
No. We're not going to Grandma Town.
No.
Nope.
This is like the end credits that no one stays for. So we're good. Go ahead.
Grandma.
Oh, here we go.
If you can hear me, I'll be over at 5.
I feel like an old man because like now like I want to eat dinner at like 4:30 in the afternoon.
You sound like my parents.
I love eating dinner early. I love it.
What are the benefits of that?
Because then you can eat snacks later on, and then you're not filled up. And plus, you don't have to wait.
You can eat more later.
You don't have to wait. Like if you go to a restaurant now, like 6:30 or 7, you're going to have to stay and wait. Go to a restaurant at 4:30. Boom, you're in. Boom, you're out.
Well, old people got it all figured out.
You should be eating six small meals a day. For real, though. Like, that's
no, it's not funny. No one thinks that's
facts.
Funny.
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's not supposed to be funny. I'm supposed to help people. I'm helping people.
Just six little penis meats a day.
Mm-hmm. Just, like a tuna can size.
Yeah, tuna can size of penis meat. Can you imagine if your penis was like...
Penis trail mix.
She
was eating raisins earlier.
Yeah.
Throw some nuts in there.
I bet you could dry it and make like little penis like meat.
Got him!
Penis meatsins.
Yeah, I'd buy it. Mm-hmm.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.